Exclusive, Representative Ashley Hinson. Trump's Big, Beautiful Bill Going to Save America. By Bradley J. on June 21, 2025. Representative Ashley Hinson, RIA. Praised President Donald Trump's Big, Beautiful Bill and predicted Congress will send it to his desk soon in an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday on SiriusXM. The Iowa lawmaker discussed the merits of the bill with host Matt Boyle and described the tactics Democrats and their allies are using in opposing the historic legislation. "I just call it the bill that's going to save America, right?" Hinson said, telling Boyle the bill is going to transform our country in the right way. "It invests in border security, as we've discussed many times. It makes sure we're protecting taxpayers. Democrats have attacked the legislation as a giveaway to the rich. Don't buy it," Hinson insisted. "This is targeted at the middle class," Hinson said. "That's where we want people to be able to keep more of their own money. And my goal as a lawmaker has always been to return as many dollars as we can to the taxpayers." Hinson praised the bill's historic provisions to provide tax relief for working families, including the popular no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and enhanced child tax credit. The bill also extends the bulk of the 2017 Trump tax cuts to prevent the largest tax increase in history. "That is why this bill is so important, and I think Republicans are going to come together to deliver on this," she said. The House passed the first cut of the legislation in May, and the Senate is working to finalize and pass its own amended version, which would then require a House vote of its own. But the bill faces a handful of final challenges to get to the required 51 votes. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, opined that using dynamic scoring, which takes into account additional anticipated policy changes, the bill would cost $2.8 trillion over the next 10 years. Democrats, long blind to debt and deficits, have championed the CBO's analysis as reason for opposition to the bill, despite the office's poor record and history of Democrat bias, as well as its heavily Democrat staff composition. In a particularly egregious example, the CBO's projections of economic growth spurred by the 2017 tax cuts were off by well over $1 trillion, Boyle said. "The Democrats at the CBO are aligned with the Democrats in Congress right now, and it appears that they are trying to, from the inside, tank this bill. And I think that's wrong," Hinson told Boyle. "This bill is what the American people voted for. And when we look at what's happening in the Senate right now, and the process that's playing out, this is exactly what 77 million Americans want to see happen. So you're right. It isn't just working Americans, retirees, and other voters who want the bill, but industry as well believes the bill would be an economic boon." Yet Democrats seem incapable of supporting anything associated with Trump, despite the bill's many benefits for the middle class. Look at the contrast here. The Democrats are working around the clock to oppose this bill, which means they want to raise taxes, they want to block this tax relief, and they are consistently voting against border security, Hinson said. Beyond the big, beautiful bill, Republicans are working to find other paths towards spending cuts, including enacting DOGE cuts into law. The House passed the first rescissions bill from the White House, which ends the taxpayer siphon to National Public Radio and the Public Broadcasting Service, as well as some foreign aid. That bill is awaiting action in the Senate. "The numbers that you're talking about coming out of CBO do not even account for the fundamental changes we are making through DOGE and how we're looking at spending," Hinson said. "We just had our first burst of hopefully many rescission packages come through the House. And the American people have seen the curtain peeled back now on some of these expenditures that are just woefully disrespectful to taxpayers. So I think that's what the path ahead looks like for us." The bill also includes provisions to fuel American energy dominance, including permitting reforms dealing with everything from natural gas to nuclear. "Energy is such a driver of economic development here in the United States, and it is a national security issue," Hinson told Boyle, adding that one of the things that we have looked at is process. When it takes 7 to 10 years to prop up a new power plant, that's not in the best interest of the American people. Hinson said the Biden administration was so focused on American energy last. So some of the permitting reform changes we're making are trying to basically supercharge our ability to not only produce liquid natural gas, but also produce it for exports. Trump's July 4 deadline to sign the bill remains within reach, even as negotiations on the bill continue on Capitol Hill. Even if the targeted completion date slips, Hinson is confident the American people will be pleased with the final product. "We are going to figure out the most conservative possible options that can pass both chambers, and we're going to get it to the president's desk." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.